All right, we'd like to welcome Scotty Scheffler, our 2024 Memorial Tournament presented by Workday winner. Scotty, congratulations on a great victory. You've won some prestigious tournaments already this year, and just what's it like to add the Memorial Tournament to that list?
Yeah, it's very special. I think Mr. Nicholas did a lot of great things for the game of golf, but you know the effect he had on his community and our country as well is very special, and so I've looked up to him for a long time. He was always a family first guy, and I try to put my family first as much as possible, just the way he did. And you can kind of see it. I think he's been married, I think he said 64 years now, and so Lord willing, marathon will make it that long. But it's special to be here, and it's even more special to be the winner.
Okay, we'll start opening up for questions. Just raise your hand, we'll get a mic, and we'll start with Doug and then Dave. A
couple things, as dumb as this sounds. How'd you play today?
I mean, I played all right. I didn't have my best stuff, but, man, I felt like I hit a lot of good shots that were just barely off. And, if I hold a few more putts, it probably would have been a really good round. But outside of that, a few bounces or breaks go my way, they could have looked a little bit different. But, I felt like I stepped up when I needed to there in the end.
Was it you described it as a fun test. I got to think there was a lot of stress out there as well. Which was it?
Yeah, I think playing golf for a living, you're kind of just a weird person in general, kind of just taking punishment constantly. to choose this life as a golfer is not for, I would say a normal person. I think we all got a few screws loose to play this game professionally and basically just battling week in, week out, and I think that's really part of the fun of it. And so I'll look back fondly on today, being the battle that it was. Colin was playing some really good golf. He hit a lot of quality shots today, and he was a tough man to beat for sure.
Dave?
Yeah, Scotty, congratulations. No win is easy. Was this the hardest one this year?
Was it the hardest one this year? I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of hard to rate difficulty of wins. I think maybe the players, I think, would maybe be the hardest if I could think, just because I was coming off a win and I had the neck was bugging me pretty bad that week. But as far as satisfaction at the end of the week, this one's up there pretty significantly. Being at Mr. Nicholas's golf course and being a tournament where I've had a few close calls in the past, it's very satisfying to hold that putt on 18 and be walking off with a win and shaking Mr. Nicholas's hand and him not saying, I think I talked about it a little bit earlier, but a couple years ago I missed a putt that maybe would have been for a playoff, and he told me I didn't make the putt today, but one day I'll make the putt on 18, and I'll be walking off to shake his hand. And so it was pretty special thinking about that as I was walking over to shake his hand today. And it was a fun week.
What made the test hard today? Was it the greens being so firm,
Yeah, I think the wind was up, and it was from a direction where the downwind holes, it almost doesn't really help. Like, you got holes like 18 where it's really hard to hold the green. 17, I was in between clubs, and if I hit 7-iron, I really don't think it would have even been possible for me to hold the green with it, so I tried to just smash an 8-iron and get it up there. The firmness of the greens makes this golf course so difficult because the areas are already so small, and then when you get the wind up and the green's firm, it's almost impossible sometimes to hit the ball in the right area.
We'll go to Rob and then in front.
Yeah, Scotty, you've had a roller coaster ride emotionally the last month. What has that told you about yourself in terms of being able to really come out and still perform? You're a father,
Yeah, I think – I try to pride myself as much as I can on I call it compartmentalizing parts of my life. So I have my off-course life and I have my on-course life. And I'm out here practicing and playing tournaments. I don't show up to these tournaments just to play. I'm here to do my best and compete. And so I definitely try to do my best to do that. And I think, it's definitely nice to be able to keep good form going with all that's been going on, in the world of golf and for me personally. And so, it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster. I think that's pretty pretty accurate description, I think, of what it's felt like at times. And it's definitely nice to be sitting here at winter again.
We'll go Paul and Ben and then back to Doug.
Scotty, can you take me through both the par putts on 16 and 18, what you saw in both those?
16, I got a pretty good read off Collins' putt. His putt kind of hung out there, and he was more up on the slope than I was, and so I played a little less break than I thought, than I would have originally, and so it was helpful kind of seeing his putt there. And then on 18, it was just breaking a little right to left, and with how bumpy the greens were, or I shouldn't say how bumpy they are, how challenging it can be when the wind is up and the greens are firm and, you know, you have the traffic on them. It can be challenging to hold those downhill putts. And so since there wasn't too much break, I felt like I hit it a touch harder than I normally would have to take the break out of it and, you know, start online and went right in the middle.
We've seen Meredith on the 18th green a bunch this year as you've won. First time she was accompanied by your son. Just wondering if that moment felt any different with, you know, your son being there.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. Yeah, I felt like I've talked about it a little bit this week, but sometimes I still feel like we're in high school, you know, because I don't really have a real job. You know, we come out here and play golf, and she, you know, she's my biggest supporter. Watching her be a mom the last month or so has been really special, and I'm so proud of her. And, you know, I definitely could not be doing what I do out here on the golf course without her support. And, yeah, having Bennett there today to celebrate, even though he has absolutely no clue what's going on, you know, but it's fun for us as parents. And so we'll always be able to look back fondly on this tournament and, you know, Benny's first week out on the road with us.
Go ahead, Ben.
Oh, sir.
Okay, Scotty.
Let's just, Mr. Nicholas, thanks for joining us. We just had a few questions from Scotty. How proud are you to have him win this tournament as the number one player in the world?
Well, if you got the number one player in the world there and the number one player in the world performs and wins, you're really proud. Scotty, I know he didn't have his A game on several holes today, like a lot of fellows didn't have their A game on several holes today, but he put enough of his A game together to win the golf tournament. That's what it's all about. I loved hard golf courses. I love them. I don't know whether we were hard or we were really hard, but we were hard. And, you know, when he gets down and you got about a 20-footer for par, that's about what it was at 16, wasn't it? Pretty close. And you ram it right in the back of the hole, and probably the toughest hole, maybe the toughest hole on tour, I don't know. But you played it short every day, didn't you?
I did.
Well, no, not the third day. The third day you knocked your stony.
Trying to remember. Yes, yeah, third day I had a good shot. The other three days I bailed out in your new area over there, so thank you for that.
I gave you the area, but it's a long way from the hole.
True.
But it's you know, you take the water out of play and you make three and you can get out of there without too much trouble. You knock that putt in and then he got back and Morikawa almost chipped it in at 18 and his ball ran down. Scotty played a nice chip down. And of course he just knocked that ball in like champions do. And That's the way he would like to finish it off. It's like the way we see it finished off. You know, I get the right number of it's in there. But anyway, it was great. We got a great champion. I think it's, you know, winning five of the first eight tournaments he's played this year is pretty special. And we at Muirfield couldn't be more delighted, and I hope Scotty feels the same.
All right, terrific. We've got a few questions lined up, and we'll start back with Ben.
Scotty, you go in next week as the shortest-priced favorite in 15 years in a major. Do you feel a target on your back yet, doing what you've been doing the last couple of months?
Not really. Just because I'm the favorite next week doesn't really have any effect on my score. You know, I think we all started even par, if I remember correctly. it's a good place to be. I like the way... You know, I like how my game's feeling right now. I feel like I've been playing some good golf. It's great to see some results, too, and wins. And, you know, out here, the margins are so small between winning and losing. And, you know, it's a putt or a shot here or there. And, you know, fortunately today I was able to hit the shots when I needed to. And, you know, hopefully going into next week I'm going to stick to my game plan and prepare the way I usually would and get ready to go out and compete again on Thursday.
If we can get that mic back to Bill, and we'll go to Doug and then Dave on this side.
Scotty, you talk so much about keeping everything just right in front of you, one shot at a time, one meal at a time, everything. I'm curious, when you've got a four-shot lead to start the day and you know it's going to be tough out there and you know what the conditions are, do you start the day with any kind of strategy or game plan or anything in mind? Or do you just go wing it with a screw loose?
Go wing it. No, I feel like I have a strategy in the way in which I want to play the golf course, and that doesn't really change unless my lead is extremely drastic. I felt like this golf course, you have to plot your way around no matter what your score is. And I got off to a bit of a slower start. And, you know, it's one of those places where, you know, Mr. Nicholas likes it tough and mission accomplished.
Yeah, I know
good,
that.
Good job.
Yeah, a little more than I wanted, really.
No, but it's I'm the same way. I love difficult golf courses. I love difficult tasks, and you know, this week was definitely one of those tasks. And as far as going in today, no, I don't have any other thoughts other than trying to continue to stay in the right frame of mind and hit shots. Execute is really all I'm focused on, because especially when the golf courses get this tough, you know, you have to be so committed to what you're doing. And that's, I try to focus on just my execution and let the results be the results. And whether I have a four-shot lead or I'm a dead last in the tournament, that's always going to try and be my focus.
I've got a Bill on this side.
What did you think when Collins' chip on 18 was rolling toward the cup? He thought it had a real good chance to go in.
I typically don't pay a ton of attention to what other guys are doing. You know, I was watching his chip there. To me, it looked like it was a little bit out to the left. And from my angle, it didn't look like, I mean, I don't want to like insult him or anything, but from my angle, it didn't look like it was going in at any point. I don't know what it looked like on TV, but from my vantage point, I didn't look like it was too close to going in. But really, I was just trying to do my best to stay in my own little world out there and focus on just trying to get my ball up and down. That was my only focus. Was I had kind of an iffy lie there in the rough, and so as this chip was rolling up to the cup, maybe that's how I remembered it, just because I wasn't really paying that close of attention to it. I was more just trying to gauge the speed as it went down the hill, because I was coming from a pretty similar angle, and you know, I was just really focused on what I was trying to do there, and that was get the ball up and down.
Go back to Dave on the side.
Yeah, Jack. Hello. Earlier in the week, you talked about how much you enjoy tough golf, that you liked it hard. And 7-under won last year, 8-under this year.
That was what it was like, for about the first 10 Memorials.
Yeah.
Somebody broke 280 for, I think, the first 10 times.
It seems you got about maybe where you want the golf course as far as tough but fair.
Well, Shed, we've had 2 years in a row with no rain. We've never had that. I mean, it's just never happened. And I think the golf course was probably a little more difficult than I would have liked it. But I don't control that. You know, I mean, you've seen the British Open, you've seen the U.S. Open, you've seen Augusta, where the conditions get really hard and fast, and there's not much you can do about it. You've prepared the golf course to the best of your ability. Chad has prepared the golf course to the best of his ability. The tour was on board with what he prepared. The tour set the pins. The tour set the tee markers, and that was what was out there. Now, when you get a difficult day, the scores go up. And, you know, we had some difficult days this week. The first day wasn't particularly difficult. And then the second day got a little bit more. But then Saturday and Sunday were tough days. But, you know, they expected that. They understood that. They knew that, but they were prepared for it. You know, that's not the course today. I mean, I don't think the greens were all that fast. Were they about 13, 14?
They're pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, one year we had here, I don't know, it was 1979 or something. Our greens got to 17 and a half. Now, you know, that to me was our fault. I mean, Ed was our superintendent, and Ed was back laughing. I said, Ed, hey, this is not about you. This is a golf tournament. For a lot of people, though, I want them to come back and be here again. And I want them to enjoy it. I don't mind it being tough, but we don't make it ridiculous. I mean, that year, 79 was a normal score in the last round. I think I shot 79 and moved up in the field. I mean, it was ridiculous. But, you know, that to me is not what it's all about. It's about putting out a fair test. If it's tough, then it's tough. But, you know, I don't think there was anything unfair out there. I think the greens probably got a little firmer than the tour thought they were probably going to get. I mean, you have found the last few holes, a little wind came up going downwind. The greens got firm. It was tough to stop it on those greens. It was really tough. I mean, 17, 16, 17, 18 were really tough to stop the ball on the green. And 14 was really tough. But, you know, hey, it was the same for everybody. And then so the guy who works hard, perseveres, better than the next guy is the guy that wins. This is the guy right here beside me.
We got one more question lined up with Rob over here. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, Scotty, incrementally you just keep improving. What do you attribute that to? Why are you getting better?
I feel like I'm always trying to work on all aspects of my game, and I feel like when I walk out onto the first tee, I'm focused on my preparation. And when I step up there, and I always remind myself walking the tee that I'm prepared for this. I did everything I could in order to play well. I checked all the boxes when I step up there on the tee. If you see me at a tournament, there's about a 99% chance that I checked all the boxes and I'm ready to play. And so when I step up there, I just remember the results aren't up to me and I'm going to go out there and compete. But I feel like I put in an awful lot of work into this game, and you know, just because I got to number one in the world doesn't mean I'm going to stop working. You know, I always think about it. In my gym at home, I hang some of the hats that I grew up with. I remember, you know, when I was a kid and I got a cool hat, I would wear it the whole summer, and I would sweat through the hat, and they're just disgusting and gross, and I hang them in my gym. And so when I'm back there working out, you know, I remind myself that just because I got to where I am now, it wasn't just because it just happened. You know, I remember all the work that I put in, all the balls that I hit, all the amount of time I spent out there sweating in the sun and putting in the time and the effort in order to become good. And you know, I continue to try to even work harder. That's really all it is. And that's I give myself those little reminders of stuff like that. And yeah, those hats are pretty gross, but they're good motivation.
What was your favorite hat?
I remember when I was in college, I had a Masters hat that was from playing the course, and it has like the cool little logo on it. And I wore that one for a long time. I had, there's one hat from Olympia Fields that's in there that I wore just constantly. And then there's one with a bigger Masters logo on it that I wore when I was in high school and stuff like that. And it just reminds me of putting in the time and the effort. You know, I don't always want to go back into the gym and work out. You know, I'd much rather sit on the couch and hold my son and hang out with my wife. But, you know, I feel like I'm called to do this to the best of my ability. So when I go back there and I'm putting in some work, sometimes you need a little extra motivation. And those hats are just reminders for me of, you know, what the work that it took to get here. And, you know, I don't want to let it go to waste.
I wanted to ask you, just from today, what did you consider the scariest shot you faced? Most challenging, whatever.
The scariest shot was... I mean, 16, I think, was pretty scary. Just, you know, 14 is pretty scary as well. You know, 14, I was trying to hit it down the left side of the fairway so I could have a better angle into the green. I pushed it up the right side, which makes that shot so much more difficult. But I think that's what I appreciate about tough tests of golf. And I don't feel like at any point today the golf course got out of hand. You know, what we want as players is to be rewarded for good shots and punished for bad ones. And today was one of those days where I felt like the rewards for good shots were appropriate and the punishments for bad shots were just severe enough. And it was a good test. You know, Colin made a good push today. He shot, I think, one under. And, I mean, he hit a lot of good shots out there. It was a great round of golf. And, you know, he was a tough guy to beat today. But overall, you know, I'm pleased with the week. I'm pleased with the golf course. And, yeah, it's a fun week.
Let's wrap it up with one last question.
Scotty is one of the top athletes in the world. I guess my question
as a golfer,
Mr. Nicklaus, is what advice do you have for kids? My understanding is that you were a basketball player, much like Mr. Nicklaus. You're both great athletes. What advice do you have for kids about playing multiple sports growing up? And then finally, what do you think of Mavericks' chances tonight?
Was that for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
well, the Mavericks.
All right, I'll still start. Yeah, I think the being able to play multiple sports and compete and, you know, learning how to play on a team, I was never too focused on one thing when I was a kid. You know, my dad always did a good job of letting me just go play and have fun, and he didn't push me to become a good golfer. It was something I always wanted to do, but, yeah, played high school basketball. I love playing other sports, and I still love playing other sports to this day, but, you know, I try to limit it a little bit just because, you know, I can't be getting hurt, but... Overall, I would encourage kids to continue to go out, play, have fun, and work hard. And I was hard on myself when I was young, and so I would encourage kids today to just continue to enjoy it, enjoy competition, be good winners, be good losers, and have fun.
Thoughts on the Mavericks?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, hopefully they play better than game one, and I think they will.
All right. Well, we appreciate you all being here. Thank you so much, Mr. Nicklaus. Thanks again for being a wonderful host and founder, as always. And Scotty, congratulations on your fifth victory this season. Terrific.
Okay.
All right. Good work.
Good job, everybody.
Yep.
One last chair for a few minutes. I think it's in the clubhouse.